For Little Friends by Molly Hackworth. How do you become a missionary? Be prepared to bear testimony. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, Verse 6. Jimmy wanted to be a missionary. He asked Dad, "How do you become a missionary?" Dad told him, "Well, Jimmy, you have to prepare yourself. You have to learn how to talk to people about the gospel. When you are older, you'll be called to be a home teacher. That will help you to prepare." Next, Jimmy asked Grandpa, "How do you become a missionary?" Grandpa told Jimmy, "You need to study the scriptures, read about Jesus Christ, learn about Heavenly Father and what He has done for His children on earth." When he went to church, Jimmy asked his bishop. The bishop said, "If you save your money and you do what you are asked to do in church, that will help you to be a good missionary." When Jimmy asked Mom, she said, "If you want to be a good missionary, you have to love people. You have to want them to be as happy as you are. If you pray every night for Heavenly Father to help you have love in your heart for all His children, you will be a good missionary." Jimmy prayed to love others. He studied the scriptures and learned the gospel. He saved his money, and when he was older, went home teaching with Dad. And sure enough, Jimmy became a good missionary. Cookie Gobbler by Mark Merrill. You will need one very large cookie, 2 tablespoons frosting, any flavor that goes well with the cookie, 20 straight thin pretzels, 1 stick red licorice cut into 2 2.5-inch or 6.5-centimeter pieces, 1 cashew nut, 4 peanut halves, 6 tiny round candies. 1. Spread 1.5 tablespoons of the frosting on the cookie. The frosting must be thick enough to firmly hold the pretzels. 2. Using the pretzels, licorice pieces, peanut halves, and 4 tiny round candies, make the tail, neck, legs, and feet. 3. To make the head, glob the remaining frosting in the center of the cookie, near the top of the licorice sticks. 4. Using the cashew nut and 2 tiny round candies, make the beak and the eyes. Your gobbler is ready to be gobbled. Snuggle Time by Karen Wiegand. I love to lie in bed at night and listen to the storm. I pull the covers up real tight, then snuggle down clear out of sight till I am toasty warm. End of the section. For Little Friends.